Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Keeping Ireland connected with no limits data on AIR Mobile.
Jimmy Dunne is my name. I'm pastor of Bluebell Community Church. Well, we're a community focused church, and you know, we got very acquainted with the CDP here in Bluebell, and we started to work with them, and then helping them in every way we could. And one of the things was we had connections to Food Cloud, and we were able to get food, and I used to gather food every week, and we'd send out parcels through them, and they'd identify people that had needs and that sort of thing. And we did things around Christmas and that, and basically I was doing it from the boot of my car, open it here. It was like still using it.
So at the very start you were just filling the boot with foods. So yeah, pretty small beginnings.
Small beginnings, but it was me running around in the car and then to deliver it and go back for more and back for more and that sort of thing. So that's how it began.
How does now during the pandemic compare to how you began? Is there more people than ever using the food bank now?
Without a doubt. And because of COVID, it grew and grew and grew. We had to get buses and vans to get the food. And every Friday we would find that we had to distribute it, put it together in the community centre, and then bring it out to the various communities.
The food bank here, run by the Bluebell Community Development Project, started off small. But during the COVID-19 pandemic, more people than ever are now using it. And project manager Tommy Coombs says he's been left surprised by some of the people using it.
The need has grown so much from we say 20, 30 families a week to 300 families a week, you know what I mean? So like, and it's growing. And the vulnerable people that we would normally come into contact with, that cohort has changed as well. They're still there, but there's a new vulnerability out there. There's people now that would never have gone to a food bank. Like, people's idea of a food bank, you queue up and you get a parcel, walk away. Like, it's different here. Here we deliver to the door and we leave it and we walk away. You know what I mean? So there's no big deal made about it. And what we're finding now is that people, as I said, that have never looked for a handout or for help before are now looking for help. There's a different poor emerging through this COVID.
So why are people using the food bank now? Well, some have been hit hard financially by COVID-19. Others cannot leave home because of underlying health conditions, while elderly people using the service say speaking to one of the volunteers who are doing a food drop is the only social interaction they get during the week.
My name is Eddie Nolan. I'm from Latouche Court. First of all, I've 11 children, and three of my children are actually out of work because of the COVID thing now, and they're really down on their luck. So I was a bit reluctant to come at first, but then when I seen how bad they were struggling, that so my three children that are not working now at the moment are grateful for it, and to be lost without it, to be honest with you. And whatever savings I had for Christmas and things like that, I gave to them three children, because they have my grandchildren and their children, in order to get them a few bits and pieces for Christmas, because they're just really bad times now for them, unfortunately.
My name is Christine O'Connell and I'm from Bluebell. I'm using the food bank because I'm 58 years of age, I have emphysema, and I've had cancer twice, and I'm in fear of getting the coronavirus and not being able to cope with it. I would normally go into Lidl and Deals every week for my messages, but the fear of travelling into town and the unknown, I have knocked out since all this has come about. And I'm really, really, really grateful for the help that I'm getting that alleviates my worries and not being able to go shopping the way I normally would. Fresh meals to the door, potatoes, fresh veg, tray of eggs, bread, cakes. When they're not knocking with food, they're ringing to see how you are. They check in on you all the time to see how you are.
Lena Hayes, Bluebell Road, Masonettes. The food bank is brilliant because someone comes to your door and you're talking to them. Do you know what I mean? And then they might ask you, do you want to pay some bills? And they go and pay your bills for you. So it's a lot more than just the food. That's what I'm trying to say, you know?
So for you, the food bank isn't just about getting the food, it's meeting someone, it's the social aspect.
Yes, that's really important because I live on my own. And there's a lot of people around me that live on their own as well. And in the pandemic, we were cocooned. We've done what we were told. Weren't going into one another's houses or anything like that. But there's someone to knock at your door and ask you, were you all right? Did you want anything? You know, that way.
Was that the only social contact you had?
That was the only social contact, yes. That went on for 2 months or more. It was very important. It's very lonely, it is very lonely. And you sort of get, I'm feeling like that again. You just get browned off.